Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of North Carolina First in Zeit. These are a series, a suite of license plate-based short show titles from Johnny Davis. I am Jack, you are Miles.
Of the Zeit brothers.
Yes, got him.
There he is.
There he goes.
Do you think that's a thing kids are still going to like know offhandedly? You know, like I feel like there's so many weird like things that boomers thought were important. Like, you know, just like older teachers would always be like, you got to know this. That I feel like, is that, are we consistent with what we all need to know these days? Do we all, the Wright brothers, are we still, you know?
So that was one of the things that I always like had in my head as like a no-go on Cracked Articles was we wrote some articles about like early flight and just like wild shit people were doing,
right?
And like really amazing stories of like people in, you know, World War One era planes where they're like shooting guns out of the side of the plane instead of like, you know, using fighter jets, and then like would get blown up and like fall halfway to the ground and then like land back in another plane. Like it was just wild shit. Like some of the best stories we'd ever published in a history article.
Wait, like in an open, like the dude fell into an open,
I think,
cockpit.
He landed on like, either he landed in like a spot, his own spiraling plane, or he landed in like somebody else's like wing or something.
Holy shit.
I just remember it being like, this is exactly what people love. Like when we write about like, you know, wartime history, and it was one of our most unpopular articles of all time because I think people just genuinely don't give a shit. Like we are so accustomed to flight being just a nuisance that you like do to get from one place to another, and it's like generations beyond it being something that like we, that was a challenge that we could even like be impressed by, that people are just like, I don't give a shit, like whatever.
And then
I saw that happen like while we were there over the course of like publishing articles from the beginning to the end to robots. People like at the start we're still like, yeah, robots are like, you know, a fun thing to think about and like somewhat scary, to like by the end, like we would never publish anything about robots because people were just like, what? Okay. Every old ass motherfucker.
Fucking robots, huh?
Like AI, none of it. They're just like, yeah, right. No, we think robots are cool. We want cool robots.
To now, and algorithms are fucking got you glued to your damn phone.
Yeah. Anyways.
That's not what's happening, though, right now.
That is not what's happening. These are things that are trending, not because some algorithm told me. Actually, that's exactly what happened, but.
Sadly, algorithm is telling you this is happening now.
Bunch of Rittenhouse retconning is going on. He is apparently a Black Lives Matter freedom fighter.
He is actually Fred Hampton 2.0.
It was never about white supremacy. He actually believes in Black Lives Matter.
That's such a fucking offensive troll line.
Yeah. So just to reiterate, he went to a town where Black Lives Matter protests were happening, armed with an assault rifle, not to join the protests, but to guard a fucking car dealership, according to him. He has been photographed front and center at Trump rallies, had been vocally supportive of Blue Lives Matter up to the point of the murders, was photographed with Proud Boys throwing up the white power okay hand signal. So there's this New Yorker article that was written a few months back that, you know, it like makes some good points, but a lot of like it just lets some shit go. Like they say that they couldn't find any evidence on social media that he was an extremist, even though like being a front center at a Trump rally and being a Blue Lives Matter supporter is like an extremist position. It's basically saying Black lives don't matter. It's a fucking...
I think that's right. And that's like where this journalist is not really willing to be like unequivocal about what any of that means. So it's like, well, then that means like every person who voted for Trump is an extremist. Like, well, no, not necessarily. But if you're like out here with your flags out and you're going to rallies with tears in your eyes, chances are you're pretty invested in white dominance at the very least. Yeah. Male dom. I don't know, whatever you bring to it. But I like how people are trying to be like, let's zoom out a little bit and try and understand this. Yeah. I mean, the most understanding I can extend is like, yeah, you're young and you get caught up in some shit. But this is precisely the kind of shit that happens when people aren't looking after you or you don't have a mind of your own. But other than that, I mean, he clearly went there to do what the fuck he knew he was going to do. He's seen the footage. He's like, oh, here's my chance to get violent with people I view as the enemy, and I can use this very lame excuse of private property protection to act out my fucking child Rambo fantasy.
Yeah. The New York article like becomes a story about people like coming together to help him and like community coming together around him, and like focuses on his lead attorney being a Democrat and, you know, some of like this bodyguard that kind of adopts the family, being like anti white supremacy. But like the idea that they give the story about him hanging out with Proud Boys and giving the okay sign a naive, like he didn't know what it meant interpretation. Like, I mean, that's what they report, that being his excuse, but it's like, no, you got to keep digging there. Like that's absolutely not the fucking truth.
Right. Like, yeah, based on all the shit that he's ingesting and the, you know, he's into Blue Lives Matter, he goes to Trump rallies, he's versed. Yeah. Like, I don't know any 18-year-olds who are not versed on some shit that they're really into. Like, if you asked me about whatever, I could, you damn sure know I could name Wu-Tang members and even the auxiliary satellite members of Wu-Tang Clan if they had an album out, and I'd be like, oh, I don't know who that is. And I think, again, it's just this really... at this moment where the like people who are have the ability to write articles that could be a little more scathing just aren't willing to go that extra step to just describe things as they are and have to be like, well, you know, maybe he didn't know or whatever. And I don't know if that's an extremist position.
Right.
I'm just a person who's unwilling to fully go dive into the reality that there is a lot of terrible things happening societally in the United States that have to be reckoned with. And it's easier to just say like,
well, I didn't see anything like this. People might be getting this kind of blown out of proportion. Mm-hmm. There's no black people died.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
About racism.
Tell me more about your nuanced thinking on this.
Mm. The Lakers are trending. There was a big brawl last night. LeBron was lined up at the free throw line while someone was shooting free throws and really
Isaiah Stewart, man.
Crushed Isaiah Stewart's
skull piece
face. Yeah, with an elbow followed by a punch that, you know, it was like, it could be seen as inadvertent. It might have been like kind of similar to what would have happened if Lonzo Ball's face was like an inch closer when Embiid like did that. Did you see that clip earlier this season? Embiid thought he got fouled and like wheeled around and like gave a like arm pump, like, come on. But it was like, it looked like it would have killed somebody if it had connected with them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
and Lonzo Ball was like a hair's breadth away from getting
from like
hit.
A TBI.
Yeah. But wow. So anyways, Isaiah Stewart took the, you know, he was pissed. His face was bloodied. He had to be held back
multiple times.
Yeah, from charging at LeBron, then like did the, all right, I'm cool.
Good, I'm good. No, don't fuck
charging
that.
It, charging at him again. Like if it weren't actual like violence where you were really scared someone was gonna get hurt, it had the like rhythm and build and absurdity of like a comedic performance.
Like a Benny Hill sketch or something. Yeah. I mean, it was wild. I don't, you know, a lot of people are like, you know, LeBron's not a dirty player. There's like, you know, Shams was out there saying like, oh yeah, he tried to get his number and he wanted to apologize to him. Like LeBron was trying to apologize to Isaiah Stewart. It was bloody and it was a wild fucking hit. But more than that, I couldn't believe that the Lakers actually like responded and won the game because I was just like, nah, here we go. But it is one of those moments where like teams can really like that helps sometimes is you gives you something to like rally around. And look at them. I was surprised with, you know, Russell and AD in that last stretch. They were coming in big with blocks and points. Mm-hmm. And yeah. Oh, well.
I didn't watch the rest of the game. I will say
you just watch for the memes for the Russell Westbrook fighting memes.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a picture you showed me of Westbrook like kind of squared up, like it was either he was doing like
Notre
the
Dame fighting Irish
yeah boxer thing, or he like was his right arm was like out of control and gonna punch someone and he was trying to hold it down Dr. Strangelove style.
He definitely he was hitting him with that West Coast hood right. Pugilism form though, you know, like you grow up seeing that in high school hallways. But yeah, the memes have just started to flood in of old Russell Westbrook, the fighter.
Yeah. Anyways, they did beat the Pistons, who are one of the worst teams in the league. Just to not to throw cold water, but just throw like lukewarm water on your enthusiasm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, but I'm just more saying like momentum wise, the Lakers I've been viewing, I'm like, oh, they'll just collapse under the weight of this. Like this, they'll just lay down. Cause they were, you know, when that happened, they were down 12.
Yeah.
And I was like, this seems like a thing that if you didn't have the mental fortitude as a team to come out on the other side of, this would just snowball into like a blowout.
Yeah.
So,
for sure.
But yeah, I see the stats. I see the record. Okay.
Yeah. Just a annoying person to have rooting for the same team as you because I'm always negative.
Well, yeah, but we're both negative in the weird ways where you're like, well, you know, it's the Pistons. I mean, look at their record. They're kind of upside down. And meanwhile, I'm just like, well, a dream team will never work with the Lakers. So whatever.
Target is trending because they have decided to close on Thanksgiving in perpetuity from now on, which seems like good a nice move for employees.
Yeah. And to think, and we'll talk about it in tomorrow's episode, stockholders were getting rid of their stock because they weren't raising their prices.
Hmm.
Whoa.
Jesus. All right, let's take a quick break so I can go dump some Target stock. I'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
And we're back, and there's a story trending from Al Jazeera about this annual list of backsliding democracies. There are three categories. You got your democracies, including backsliding democracies. You got your hybrid governments, and then you got your authoritarian regimes. And for the first time in 50 years, and this is from a Stockholm-based organization, the U.S. is in the backsliding category. Mm. They said that they're pointing to a visible deterioration that began in 2019, which I guess, like, if you're not paying close attention to American authoritarianism and, you know, just like the shit show that's happening here, like that's like being like, Beyonce's career really took off with
Crazy
Lemonade
in Love.
Or Crazy in Love. Yeah.
Like, oh, really?
Huh, okay.
I mean, I think, yeah, that's where you get, they're very getting very analytical, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's the turning point and seeing the rhetoric start beginning of, you know, elections not being worth anything or protecting. And yeah, I mean, yeah, the backslide is well and truly on for sure.
Yeah. I mean, kind of along those lines, there's these stories that the media is covering the shit out of like large groups of people basically raiding a store. They're calling them mass robberies.
Mass robbery.
Yeah. But, you know, because as we talked about, it's more important that we worry about Walgreens not getting shoplifted on too much than it is about them starving
child eating.
Yeah. Well, what was it that, like, they had to close stores because they claimed too much shoplifting? It was one of the Walgreens or CVS.
Yeah, I think it was Walgreens.
But then there was another thing where they had like underpaid their employees by a significant amount, much
there's
more
like
than
wage
they were
theft
losing.
Going on.
Yeah, there was huge
absolutely.
Wage theft going on, and everybody was just like, eh.
And you know, people were like, what about your like real estate liability or your like actual business footprint? They're like, yeah, well, that's actually bad too. We're completely underwater on that too. But we're closing because of people stealing Enfamil.
Right.
That's what happened. But yeah, this mass robbery shit is so stupid because I saw there's a one about Nordstrom where they're like, man, like 25 cars pulled up and they cleared the shit out in 3 minutes. I'm like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, good for them.
But then the other ones is like, this Lululemon was ransacked. And yeah. I get it. It's not optimal. You don't want to live in a society where you might be minding your own business and suddenly there's a flurry of like, you know, people like taking shit out your hands and running off with your cool leggings and shit.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, it's just so funny that just the focus is always just be like, I don't know. It's like Gotham now, folks.
Right.
Like, where are these bad guys coming from? Rather than, again, like we always say on this show, start talking about what motivates people to do anything that is outside of the law. Because there are people who are just straight up, you know, thrill seekers who are like, I don't give a fuck about the law.
Right.
And there are people who are like, I don't have a job.
Right.
And this is easier. But it's I think there's just something shocking to the American because like there's like this sanctity of consumer culture that it's like they just blatantly walked in and took all the leggings from the racist yoga clothing store.
Yeah, this also comes at a time when Kyle Rittenhouse got away with murdering two people while protecting private property during a protest and like was found innocent because America values private property over human life. I could see there maybe being some hard feelings about that from people who, are tired of this inhumane system that we live in.
But also, like, can you imagine, like, when this, like, the audacity of the, like, Rittenhouse precedent, like, starts bleeding into people being like, I gotta go protect the Lululemon. There might not be a protest.
Yeah.
But I hear they like to pull up in this part of town.
Yeah.
And I'm fucking ready. Like those are like the small things that'll splinter off. And again, no real solution being offered by people in politics or media to like say like, hey, there's a problem we need to solve. Golly, can you believe this shit?
Yeah. And finally, the CIA killed JFK.
All right. Well, that's been enough for today. So.
That is trending. I guess Oliver Stone just dropped a new documentary along these lines. I don't know. Hearing Oliver Stone talk about this shit, hearing really anybody, any of the conspiracy theorists talk about this shit is generally unconvincing to me. But I read that History of the Bush Family, which is essentially a history of the CIA. And that changed my mind. That was the first time I was like, oh, shit. This is very, very interesting.
But it's trending heavy, baby.
What if the CIA was just like, all right, you got us, our bad. At
all
this
right,
point,
you got us.
Like,
also, the fuck y'all gonna do about
right,
it?
Right. Exactly.
That's what I thought. Now shut up and go back to work. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of, not the best relationship between JFK and the CIA. There's got some threads there you can pull at.
I mean, you look at, he's coming in, replacing Eisenhower, who had just given the, like, probably the most notable speech ever given by a U.S. president, which was on his way out. He was just like, hey, the military industrial complex is...
They're wilding, folks. They're wilding out here.
Like, this is a huge danger, and, it's invisible. You guys don't see it, but it's happening. You need to be absolutely careful. JFK comes into office, the CIA sells him on Bay of Pigs invasion. That's a fucking disaster. And people are already being like, the CIA is really scary and like unaccountable. So there's reason to believe that he was, looking towards the CIA, looking to mess with their shit. Mm-hmm. And the Warren Commission is named after Earl Warren, who was like the head of the investigation. He has like major CIA background, major CIA connections. Like there's all sorts of.
Okay, so you're just saying that the guy investigating who would then give America the official narrative about what happened was also, I mean, just sounds like a lot of coincidence, but who knows, you know, let this man rest so he can just keep playing bass for the Rolling Stones.
This book, Family Secrets, about the Bush family, uncovers a document that's like George Bush called about the JFK assassination, like debriefed in Dallas the day of. And it's like CIA agent George Bush. George Bush didn't enter the CIA supposedly until like he became the head of the CIA. So he was like always this like kind of, at that time he was just an up and coming politician, but he was also a secret CIA agent. It's just wild shit, man. There's somebody who like took the window that he was assassinated out of, like put it up in their house as like a commemorative like thing, like to celebrate the killing of him. Like it was
look, we're just a podcast talking about the CIA like the rest of the podcast.
All right, well, those are the things that are trending on this fine Monday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, get the vaccine, don't do nothing about white supremacy, and we will talk to y'all tomorrow.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.